Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, attorney, expert legal analyst Paul Cambria. We're talking about the diocese settlement, parishes options, and where it all goes from here. Paul, thanks so much for being with us this morning. You know, the question of liability came up in the past couple of days when the diocese was speaking about the different payments that they were expecting from parishes. They said that if a parish decided not to pay, which they could, they might be liable for future lawsuits. The settlement that the diocese agreed to includes liability protection against lawsuits claiming past sex abuse. Now, Paul, does that mean that after this settlement, no one at all could sue the diocese, even if the state reopened a statute of limitations on child sex abuse?
Well, there are a number of factors that go into that. Obviously, those who participated in a settlement, the idea there is that it would be final and that they wouldn't have the ability to file a separate or additional action. So that's why, obviously, the people who are dealing with this, the lawyers and so on, want all of the claimants, if you will, to participate so that it's over. If you don't participate and the statute of limitations has not a run for you to file a lawsuit, you could file an individual lawsuit on your own. And, of course, the diocese, one of the considerations there is that if you had a number of potential jury trials, you never know what the recovery could be if there's a recovery, and they could spend a lot more money than they're spending now in their anticipated settlement.
I mean, there's a lot of child victim lawsuits that when they go through trial, the payouts are huge, right? $100 million sure. At times.
Yeah, of course. You know, you think about it. If you're the plaintiff's lawyer, the person suing, you're saying, you know, you have a young, impressionable individual who goes to a place supposedly to learn about God and religion, and the next thing you know, they're preyed upon. They're vulnerable. They're impressionable, etc. Yeah, that's a very terrible factual situation if you're defending the diocese.
So the, you know, going forward, I'm just wondering about the liability protection that the diocese has and future lawsuits. So if a church was to opt out of the settlement, could somebody involved in that settlement file a separate lawsuit, a second lawsuit, even though they already had their case, you know, quote unquote, settled?
Well, I'm sure that the lawyers who were involved in a settlement would make them sign a release for any and all potential claims. I mean, that's kind of law 101. If you're going to pay somebody something, they're going to sign off on any possible other kind of litigation that they would have. There'd be no way that you would, you know, any competent lawyer would advise their client in a way where they could still be sued again. You know, that's just not how it works.
Paul, one criticism from the parishes is that the assessments in the settlement for each church is not equitable. As an example, one...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Parish has been assessed a $17,000 amount, yet another is at $1.98 million. Do they have an argument?
Well, it depends what the facts are. If they had, let's say, multiple individuals at their church who were demonstrated to have done something that was wrong and actionable, they obviously would logically be expected to pay more money than if it was just one person at a church. And I think that's what's going on. There may be a situation where the individual parishes are saying, well, wait a minute, you know, we had one individual here who they claim did something illegal, as opposed to a larger church where maybe there were several individuals. I mean, that's just kind of logic.
Over the past year, the diocese has been in the process of closing several churches. If a parish is closed and say this statute of limitations on abuse cases was opened again by New York State, somebody couldn't sue a former parish, could they, if it no longer exists, or could they?
Well, the issue there is whether or not the diocese as a whole is responsible or would be responsible. So in other words, just because one parish is shut down, the individuals who were part of that parish who would be the subject of that lawsuit, the argument would be, well, they're still part of the Catholic diocese, and therefore, you know, the Catholic group as a whole has a responsibility here. So, I mean, that's fact-based as to, you know, you go up the line and look at responsibility, and if you can trace it back to the diocese could be liable.
Some of this involves canon law, and there are canon lawyers that are involved. Does canon law or traditional law carry more weight?
No, the laws here would be either state or federal, in the jurisdiction where the activities happened. You know, there's, as you've heard this and over the years of going to school about separation of church and state, I mean, we have state laws, federal laws, and that's what would govern.
All right. It's interesting because canon law has gotten a lot of focus in the diocese here. Do you see this being completely done and settled? I mean, it seems like this settlement could go sideways almost if a few of these parishes don't agree to send their money, then the diocese might not have the money. We're hearing about some of their sales. They're not able to use the full amount that they were going to pay the settlement on the settlement. If the settlement isn't paid out, it handled through a bankruptcy court. You know, what happens? Is it renegotiated, or does it have to kind of work, and that's the only choice the diocese has?
There you go, Brian. There's about 12 questions right there. there are a couple of considerations. Number one, statute limitations. You only have so long to bring an action from the time you claim that the problem occurred. That's one of the things. This can't go on forever because of the statute of limitations. And so now you pick your venue. Do you sue? Do you go to federal court and participate in this bankruptcy proceeding? Do you sue separately? And you get pulled into the bankruptcy proceeding. I mean, the lawyer for the claimant would have to make a judgment. What is, number one, my best case scenario to win? And number two, where's the best place to bring that case? Should I be part of some negotiated settlement? Should I file a separate lawsuit? Should it be federal? Should it be state? I mean, you know, those are all the considerations that the lawyer representing the so-called victim would have to decide.
Just one more, Paul. How long is the statute of limitations?
Well, it depends what the theory is. If, for example, if somebody is claiming a so-called tort, you know, there's an assault or a sexual activity or whatever, it can be as little as 1 year. Whether or not you can come up with a negligence theory, maybe it's been 3 years. It depends on what your claim is, because different claims have different statutes of limitations. You know, in the law, for example, if you had a contract case, that could be 6 years. If you had a so-called tort like an assault, that'd be 1 year. So there are different statutes of limitation, and it's going to depend upon what the nature of the claim is.
Paul, appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Paul Cambria joining us live here on WBEN, taking a look at some of these abuse case settlements and what might happen next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.